This is TWiT.
Harry McCracken, technology editor at Fast Company and frequent TWiT guest, wrote a review of Sling, and we've asked him to join us today to talk about the service. Hi, Harry.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So for $20 a month, what do you get?
You get a dozen stations. They're all pretty high-profile ones. The two key ones for a lot of people are ESPN and ESPN2, but you also get TNT and TBS and Disney and HGTV and the Food Network and several others.
So you got to try it. What do you think of it?
Well, it's potentially a big step forward. These are all channels which today you get either from cable or from a satellite provider such as Dish, which is behind Sling TV. And with this, it's purely internet-based. You can watch it on your iPhone or your iPad or your Android device or your Roku or your Fire TV. And you're not paying for like 100 channels and paying $90 a month. It's not truly a la carte because you are paying for a dozen channels, but it feels like it's a lot closer to the mean, lean, net-savvy service a lot of people have been craving.
So do you think this will replace the service that people already have? Like, would this replace a Netflix or is it just basically to replace basic cable?
And, I mean, it's really appealing to people who like live sports, which so far has been one of the hardest things to get over the internet. This has ESPN and ESPN2, and there's also sports on TBS and TNT. Sling says that they're catering to millennials who never had cable in the first place. The actual lineup of channels feels a little bit like it makes you a little bit older because it has stuff like HGTV and a bunch of stuff for little kids. And I think there will be some people who want to cut the cord for whom this will be interesting, as long as the dozen channels it has are the ones that someone is looking for.
So that's a good question. I mean, why do you think they chose these channels? I mean, HGTV and channels for kids, I mean, that sounds like people with houses and people with kids, not millennials. Why did they choose these channels?
Well, the companies that own the big cable channels have been pretty careful and worried about going online at all because they kind of like the business model they have now, where people pay quite a bit a month for cable TV. So I think the odds are pretty good that these are the ones that were willing to take a leap and try Sling TV, not potentially the ideal lineup for everybody. And Dish says they are planning to add more channels over time, and I hope they do.